Midwest states have been pushing their coal-burning power plants to reduce emissions that cause acid rain. That's because the acidic rain damages forests in the northeastern part of the U.S. But a new report recently published in BioScience says it will take even more reductions to reverse that damage. Thomas Butler is with the Institute of Ecosystem Studies and one of the authors of the report.
If current rates of emissions are maintained, I think what we will see will be further degradation in sensitive areas. Quite simply, the way to put it is the more you reduce them, the quicker you will get results.
Butler says the power plants alone cannot reduce emissions enough to reverse the damage. He says more emissions reductions will have to be made in cars, trucks, and other transportation to reduce acid rain enough to make a difference. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.